Supply planning. Developing a supply plan is the strategic design of a supply network based on total cost of ownership, make versus buy decisions, sourcing requirements, and desired or necessary levels of buyer-supplier relationships. Supply plans set the organization's design for how it will identify and manage suppliers. Supply plans answer questions such as, are we going to have centralized global sourcing? Will each location source independently? Or will there be a combination of these methods? Will we seek local sources over cheapest sources? What are our contingency plans for supply risks? Will we need to rely on sole source suppliers or decide to use single source suppliers? What are the differences in our supply plans for strategic versus non-strategic material sourcing? The last two items in the supply plans are often addressed using a category strategy, plan validation and refinement. The results of the prior analyses may need to be validated and refined at a high level to take into account additional considerations, such as the following. Corporate strategy alignment. The supply planning process starts with corporate strategy as an input. So the proposed supply plan should be built from the perspective of meeting corporate goals for customer service, production capacity, and product quality. Any differences must be resolved at this point, either by providing decision makers with several supply plan options if all of these factors cannot be simultaneously met, or by making a case to change corporate strategy if analysis shows that the desired service, capacity, and quality are not feasible or profitable. Corporate mission and culture alignment. Developing supply plans takes the results of the analyses discussed in these materials and determines if the results suggested by computer optimization integrate well with the organization's mission and culture. For example, a corporate social responsibility policy regarding supporting local communities may override a global sourcing decision if the cost difference is considered acceptable given the social and reputation benefits received. Risk assessment. The risks of a supply plan must be spelled out for decision makers at a high level, including an assessment of the likelihood of each identified risk, its impact if it occurs, and possible means and costs involved in mitigating risks. Process change risks should be called out. Contingency plans should be included. Centralized versus autonomous sourcing. Centralized control over sourcing decisions to generate the systemic savings may need to be balanced against some amount of autonomy for local sourcing. While centralized sourcing provides the benefit of control, autonomous sourcing provides local expertise and the ability to personalize supplier relationships. However, local management can have a local bias. Centralized control for strategic sourcing with some autonomy for non-strategic sourcing may generate a good balance if the local areas are guided by central policy and controls. Additional optimization. Given high-level tentative approval of the supply plan, some additional strategic refinements can be made to increase customer service, capacity, or quality, or reduce costs further without significantly changing the plan. For example, when distribution locations have overlapping territories, the supply plan can specify which of these locations will provide the fastest or least costly delivery to a given area, and that distribution point can be designated as the primary distributor. Planning for future growth. A supply plan is a long-term plan, so it must incorporate the flexibility to grow to meet continuous improvement goals, additional demand, and/or new products and services. A benefit-cost analysis for each alternative supply plan should consider the plan over a base period plus the costs involved in growing these capabilities over an extended forecast horizon. One way to measure a plan's flexibility is to measure the baseline level of customer service, output capacity, and quality in the optimized supply chain, and then calculate the incremental costs of increasing each factor. A mathematical analysis called a sensitivity analysis can help make this determination. For example, if the supply plan is capable of fulfilling 96% of customer orders within 72 hours, but long-term strategy calls for increasing these amounts to 98% of customer orders or filling them within 48 hours, the cost to make these changes can be quantified by their incremental increase. These tests could result in plan changes or in contingency plans. For example, a supply plan could include different contingency plans for increasing customer service without significantly changing the supply plan strategy. Increase customer service by increasing plan safety stock levels. This strategy increases inventory costs, but is a flexible solution. Increase customer service by adding more warehouses, which has a high fixed cost and reduces system flexibility. Plan finalization. Plan finalization involves executives, and possibly a broader range of stakeholders. Weighing all factors, such as plan flexibility and ability to accommodate growth, the trade-off between service levels and total system costs, and alignment with corporate mission and culture, and then selecting a final plan from among the competing options. Supply chain managers should develop and present a small number of supply plan options. The plans should be limited to those that can be sufficiently differentiated based on how their priorities are set. The supply chain manager can present the rationale for each option and then make a recommendation. The key is to make the argument in terms that the audience will understand, avoiding excessive details in favor of graphs or other visual tools to make the key points clear. Once the supply plan is approved by all decision makers, it is just the beginning of plan refinement. After that, the organization researches the supply market as needed. Then, the organization may need to create or refine sourcing categories as well as the category strategy.